是不是？我录的好像。
And can be manifested through our human nature. Every
time when we think about
it,
that humbles
us,
that makes us willing to bow before Him, give our thanks to Him. Just like Apostle John in 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 says, that even as he is, we also are in this world. How our Lord Jesus is, then we, as children of God, as redeemed ones of our Lord Jesus, we also are in this world. And so the spiritual life we receive through the Holy Spirit will grow just as our Lord Jesus, He grows in His flesh. So let's all fix our eyes upon our Lord Jesus. That He is the author and finisher of our faith. This afternoon, I would like to share a little bit about our Lord Jesus' life. And use that as an illustration to help me enter into manhood of our spiritual life. Shall we turn to Matthew? The book of Matthew, chapter 3, verse 13 to 17. Then comes Jesus from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized of him. But John urgently obeyed him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and come thou to me. But Jesus answered and said to him, suffer it now, for that it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him, and Jesus, having been baptized, went up straightway from the water. And lo, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and coming upon him. And behold, the voice out of the heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I have found my
love.
This part of the scripture describes the baptism of our Lord Jesus. As we mentioned yesterday, our Lord passed about 18 years of hidden life before God. And after this 18 years, when he reached the age of 30, and about 6 months ago, before that, John the Baptist was called out to baptize, to preach the gospel of the heavenly kingdom. And also to baptize people, to repent, to prepare for the coming of our Lord Jesus. And during that time, our Lord came to John, to the side of to the riverside of Jordan. And he wants to be baptized by John. And John, he physically, he is Jesus' cousin.
那么跟我生来说，约翰是这个耶稣的表兄。
He's about 6 months senior to Jesus.
他是比耶稣大6个月。
And but because he was born to a priest's family.
但是因为他是在祭司家。
So when he was young as a child, probably he was raised in Jerusalem.
所以当他是年幼小孩子的时候，或许他在耶路撒冷。
And he grew, he lived in the wilderness.
当他成长的时候，他在旷野里过。
But our Lord Jesus, he grew up in the mountainside of Nazareth.So probably they didn't have too much chance to get acquainted to each other. Maybe outwardly, when Jesus approached John the Baptist, John outwardly may not recognize him.But the Holy Spirit within him shall indicate to him, this one is the one you are waiting
for.
So as Jesus approaching him and asked to be baptized by him, he urgently obeyed him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and come thou to me.
他马上就允许他说，我当做你的敌人反倒上我这里来。
If you unworthy to baptize the Lord Jesus, he's not qualified.
他感觉到自己不配来给耶稣做。
But somehow in him, the Holy Spirit indicated to him, this one is the Holy One.Not only because he's son of God, but also because he's son of man, he walked in his flesh on this earth. He never sinned a thing. He never even knew sin. That means in his mind, in his deep being,There's no shadow of sin.
就是说，在他的脑海里，在他内心深处，没有罪恶的影子。
The baptism of John the Baptist is a repentance baptism.
施洗约翰的洗，赦罪悔改的洗。
For all those who have sinned,
为了犯罪
，who was far away from the Lord, from God in sin,
远离神
，He called them to come.To repent and to be baptized. If there's one who doesn't need this baptism, that one is our Lord Jesus. But Jesus still came to John the Baptist and asked him to be baptized. And John was troubled.So Jesus tells him that suffer me because we need to fulfill all the righteousness.
那么耶稣就回答说：“你暂且许我，因为我们理当尽这样尽诸般的义。”
Because that's God's will, he knew.
因为这是他知道神的旨意。
As Son of God, he is perfect.He is holy. As man of, son of man, he is perfect too. But now he has to come to fulfill all righteousness. He wants to be baptized in the stead of whole nation of Israel. Not only the whole nation of Israel, but also the whole human race. He wants to be baptized to declare salvation from God to humans. We know baptism simply means that put away the old life. The old life shall go to death. And then put away by baptism as burial. And then rise up to be a new being. That's baptism, the simple meaning of the baptism. And our Lord, He as a perfect man, He received this baptism. It's not because He has to. He has the need of it. Not because He has a need of it. He doesn't need to be baptized. But He wants to stand in all human race place. And He received this baptism. And He, through this baptism, He offered Himself as a sacrifice for the sins of the world. And so His baptism, although He received the baptism of John, but His baptism is totally different from all other baptisms. Different from all the Jewish people at that time who received the baptism of John. Also different from what we today, we are baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus. John's baptism is for repentance. And our baptism is for identify ourselves with our Lord Jesus. But the baptism of our Lord was baptized. In Him, He stands there as an offering. He sacrificed Himself for sin, for all of us. We need to realize the difference of that. But yes, in this baptism, we can see something that we can learn of Him. That in His being baptized, we see the mind of our Lord Jesus as a man. He humbled Himself to the place as all of us. He stands at the place of sinners. Although He's perfect as a man, but yet He is willing to empty Himself and deny Himself. And even to the point to receive the baptism of John the Baptist. So, in His baptism, we see His mind of humility. And our brother shared yesterday morning, when the Word became flesh and come into this world, there is a meaning. One part of it is the humility comes into human form. Before, in this world, we have the humility of human beings, but not the real humility. But as our Lord comes into His flesh, now on earth we start to see something that causes humility. In English, there are two terms similar to each other. One is humility. The other is humiliation. But we know that these two things Although outwardly appear two words outwardly are similar to each other.
虽然这两个字外在很类似,
but yet they are very different. Humility speaks something inward life, inward quality of life. Humiliation is something from outside put upon us and how we feel.
那么,
we know when Jesus comes to earth,
你知道，当耶稣来到世上，当外在的事加在我们身上，使到我们受屈辱。We
may feel hurt.
我们会感到伤害,
we may feel offended.
我们会感到被冒犯,
we may feel we like to argue and to give to reason.
我们感觉到我们要辩论,
and try to explain ourselves.
要解释我们自己.
That's outward humiliation put upon us, our natural reaction.
或许那个早晨或者那个下午，因为罪孽的他一同受苦。Or another
Pharisee come to be baptized.
或者另外一个法利赛人来受洗。Our
Lord was one
among
them. 我们是主持人。But yet he feels just as usual. He has the line that is called the life of humility. That is unknown to human race, but now put in this human form in Jesus. This is something that we Christians, we can learn of our Lord. And as we mentioned yesterday, we learn through the lessons that the Holy Spirit offers to us.
这是昨天我们所说，我们是从圣灵所给我们的功课学习。Oftentimes,
the Lord may arrange some affliction or humiliation upon us.
有时，主会安排一些苦或者一些羞辱领导我们。If
we don't have the mind of our Lord Jesus,
如果我们没有我们主耶稣的心思，
that is the mind of humility.
就是谦卑的心思。
That is look at self as nothing. That is willing to empty ourselves. Willing to take the form as a slave, as a bound slave. If we don't have this kind of mind, then all the humiliations or suffering or afflictions come upon us. Then we will suffer a lot. And we will feel heavy. And we lose joy. But if we have the mind, let the mind of Christ be our mind. Then all the humiliations or afflictions added upon us will call out that humility of Christ from within us, our spiritual life.
会招募那耶稣的谦卑从我们的属灵生命中出来。
That signifies our spiritual life enters into man's.
I'll
use an illustration. We have a dear brother in our
year.
I have known him almost 16 years now. When I first met him, he was just saved several weeks. And full of joy and full of energy. And full of youth righteousness. So we start to fellowship together, we meet together, we serve together. You know, young people sometimes very easy to see things going wrong in other people. And can't tolerate that. And when I met with this brother, we serve together. Oftentimes he would bluntly point to me what was wrong with me. I still remember when we had a spring retreat. I still remember one time in that retreat. We, those who serve together, we have a prayer every morning. And that morning, after the prayer, he was very emotional, I would say. Actually angry. And he was scolding me for overlooking certain things. And I had nothing to say but just say, yes, brother, please forgive me. But this brother, although he has this kind of behavior, that's normal. He was just saying, he's learning how to serve together with others. There's a lot of things before him that he has to learn. And anyhow, but he's a God-loving Christian. He really loves the Lord. And then the Lord started to give him some lessons. I'll just mention one thing. When he was going to get married, he went back to Taiwan to visit his parents. By then, both his parents were not believers. And he had heart to share the gospel with his parents. So he was very fervent and told them, I'll do this
every
time. A traditional Chinese parents, when their children going to get married, they asked them to worship ancestors. And he couldn't do it. So he just tell his father, everything I will obey but this one. So his father was very angry and scolded for 2 hours asking to stand there and can't say a word. And afterwards, when our brother came back to the States, I see the change in him. But I also see he is very heavy. Because he suffered. There is no way out. When he has a chance, he would complain or he would pour out his suffering to brothers and sisters. And another year comes. And we have a spring retreat again. I remember that retreat, our dear brother Gavin Sun was the speaker. And he shared with us Philippians. He used the topic of the mind of Christ to us. He likened we Christians as a tree grown upside down.
他保人基督徒引人一个树是以造反的
方式。Our root should be in heaven.
因为我们的根应该在天上。
And our fruit is on earth.
我们的果子在地上。
All the source, all the supply is in heaven.
所有的资源都在天上。
All the fruit is on earth in our human form.
所有的果子都在地上。
And this young brother, that message touched his heart.
我们在年轻的弟兄，这个信息摸着他的心。
Really impressed in his heart.
的确，印证了。
And I can see change in this brother.
可以看到这个弟兄改变。
He has to wait now.
他现在有觉悟。
Whenever people wrong him,
每次有人错怪他。
When something happened to him, humiliated him.
当有事发生在他身上，羞辱他。
He will not react like before. If you hurt, if you try to self-explain.
他会像过去一样感到受伤害，要自我解释。
He just walked straight out of that.
他就直接从里头走出来。
Brothers, sisters, that is the mind of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，这就是耶稣的对基督的心思在里面。
Once we take the mind of our Lord Jesus in us,
一旦我们取了我们主耶稣的心思在里面
，we apply it to our daily walk.No matter in human relationships,
的平等，无论是在人际关系
，family，
在家庭里
，or in our church service，
或者咱们教会的侍奉上
，dear brothers and sisters，
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，congratulations， we entered into spiritual manhood，
恭喜我们进入属灵的成年阶段。
Maybe our gift is still not well developed.Maybe we don't have that grade of a spiritual function. But we already equipped with the mind of a grown man. Dear brothers and sisters, when our Lord Jesus Christ is going to enter into his own ministry,
当我们的主耶稣要进入公开释放的时候
，Through this baptism，
借着他所受的
，receive his mind，
能见到他的思想
，He showed forth what is the delight of God the Father upon man，
他显出父神在人身上的喜悦。
So when he was baptized out of the water straight away，
当他从受浸从水里上来的时候
，He saw heaven open。
他
见
到天开了
，and the Holy Spirit like a dove descend upon him.
那这里像鸽子降下来。
And there was a voice come out of heaven.
然后从天上有声音出来。
This is my beloved son, my delight, my heart delights him.
说这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。
Dear brothers and sisters, we as children of God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们身为神儿女。
If we care for this life to grow in us.
如果我们在乎我们的生命在里面成长
，There will be a threshold, a milestone in our spiritual growth.
将在我们属灵生命中有一个里程碑
，That will be maybe somehow something happens to us.
或许有件事发生在我们身上
，Or the spirit opens.